October 6, Seeking Harmony. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. God's servants are to labor in perfect harmony. Contention brings alienation and strife and discord. I am instructed that our churches have no need to spend their time in strife. When a spirit of contention struggles for the supremacy, call a halt and make things right, else Christ will come quickly and will remove your candlestick out of its place. Let an earnest work of repentance be done. Let the Spirit of God search through mind and heart and cleanse away all that hinders the needed reformation. Until this is done, God cannot bestow on us His power and grace. And while we are without His power and grace, men will stumble and fall and will not know at what they stumble. The love of Christ is the bond that is to unite believers heart to heart and mind to mind. The blood of Christ has been shed for the whole human family. None need be lost. Those who are lost will perish because they chose to forfeit an eternity of bliss for the satisfaction of having their own way. This was Satan's choice, and today his work and his kingdom testified to the character of his choice. The crime and misery that fill our world, the horrible murders that are of daily occurrence, are the fruit of man's submission to Satan's principles. My brethren, read the book of Revelation from beginning to end, and ask yourselves whether you might not better spend less time in strife and contention, and begin to think of how fast we are approaching the last great crisis. Those who seek to make it appear that there is no special meaning attached to the judgments that the Lord is now sending upon the earth will soon be forced to understand that which now they do not choose to understand. Review and Herald, August 20, 1903.